It is midweek on ABC local radio, which means it is time for our gig guide and entertainment chat. For the past 2 or 3 months, we've been mentioning Raw South Street a fair bit. It's the 150-year-old Stedford, which happens each year. We've been debating, and we've had some classic music, and we've had My Sound, but let's face it, when many of us think of Raw South Street, the first thing that comes to mind is the Australian calisthenics. We're going to find out a little bit more about that. We've been joined once again by our entertainment blogger, Della Vreeland. G'day, Della. How are you?
Very good, very good. Thank you.
I'd love to know what you make of calisthenics and all the girls wandering around in their makeup. But we've also been joined by the Royal South Street business manager, Brett McDonald. G'day, Brett.
G'day, Gav.
Welcome
morning,
back.
Good morning.
Thank you. Nice to be here, guys. I'd best describe them as well-dressed gangs, Gav, when they're in town.
Well, for those of you who are in Ballarat in the next few weeks, I'm not sure how long it goes for, but you'll see literally gangs of mainly young girls, I think, and they're wearing leotards and costumes and makeup. All right. Explain exactly what's going on here, please, Brett.
Shall do, Gav. Look, calisthenics is what South Street ends with every year. It's the biggest thing that we do. It runs for 28 days straight. If you Google it, you'll get sort of buff guys from the States in their Speedos. And so there's a definition of calisthenics around the world. But globally, in Australia, it's completely different. And in fact, probably if you went to let's say Queensland, and you ask them what calisthenics was, they probably wouldn't have an idea. But right around Victoria, the ACT, South Australia is really strong, and creeping into New South Wales, calisthenics is taking off. It comes from the Greek words, so kalos, which means beauty. Gav, you'd be familiar with that word.
Okay.
Stenos, which means strength. And it's an Australian artistic sport, which is quite different for South Street, because we're about the performing arts. But you can actually say we finish our Stedford with a sport. It combines gymnastics, marching, even singing, a form of simplified ballet, and folk and modern dance. So you throw all that together, throw some sequins in, some leotards, some fake tan, and you've got something that's quite spectacular.
Is it basically kind of what you imagine a beauty pageant for little girls to be like?
I don't think so, Della. I think I'd probably more associate it with dance.
Okay.
And these clubs perform different items. So they'll be performing a song and dance. They'll be performing a routine with clubs and rods and marching involved, etc.
Yeah.
So I'm sort of like seeing this kind of mass rhythmic gymnastics thing. You said it's a sport. How do they score it?
It's done by adjudicators who, based on their opinion and their experience, will mark the best teams higher. And it's very, very competitive.
So are they school teams, or are they just teams that are formed? I mean, how do they kind of come
together? Yeah, so we call them clubs, calisthenic clubs.
Oh, yeah.
Around your listening audience today, we've got clubs competing from Portland. We've got the Warrnambool Calisthenic Club here at South Street, and there's three Ballarat clubs as well, Studio Arc, Jade, and Sovereign.
Mm.
So no, they're not associated with schools. They're their own individual clubs run basically by volunteers, and as I say, they become very very competitive, very pack-like, and they love to win.
Mostly girls?
Yeah, in the younger age group, Stella, there are some young boys. They tend to drop out, so it's absolutely predominantly female.
Why do you think that is? Just the
boys look bad in tights, maybe?
Yeah.
That's a really good question.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
You're on ABC local radio. Gavin McGraw with you until 11, and I've been joined in the studio by Della Vreeland, who is our regular music blogger from Ballarat Regional Tourism, but also from by Brett McDonald, who's the Royal South Street business manager. And I can tell a passionate man when it comes to calisthenics, a big fan of the event. Is it still your flagship event?
Yeah, look, it is, Gav. We've just come off the back of our 19-day dance competition, so that that is really big as well. Then we have some niche events like the Herald Sun Aria, you know, Australia's brightest young operatic talent come through. But when it comes to what we're probably most famous for, because it's quite visible in the streets of Ballarat, because there's thousands of girls, and they dress the same, and they have team colours, etc., that tends to be what people know South Street for.
And in terms of where, I mean, we've sort of talked about how the Australian Calisthenics ranks in terms of its importance to South Street. Royal South Street, how does that rank in terms of importance to calisthenics events across the country?
This is not just me as someone involved with South Street pumping up this competition's tyres. It is the most prestigious calisthenics competition in the country. We only accept clubs from Division 1 through to 7, and I think the divisions go through to high teens. It's the best of the best when it comes to calisthenics. We also have a 92-year-old solo calisthenic event called Graceful Girl, which is very, very prestigious, carries some nice prize money.
I just thought for a second that
a 92-year-old person doing calisthenics.
No. It's been around for 92 years. Yeah. And this year we're introducing the calisthenic solo as well, which is a more athletic version of that.
It's 30 minutes past 10 on ABC Local Radio. You can join the conversation. Perhaps you're in town for the calisthenics. Give us a call on 1300 303 468. That's 1300 303 468. If you're involved in the calisthenics, we'd love to hear why. What's so special about it? The SMS number, if you've got any events apart from calisthenics around the region you'd like us to promote, perhaps it's a bit of a music festival, maybe it's a music performance at a farmer's market, send us an SMS on 0467 842 722 and we will include it in Della's gig guide for the rest of the week. You mentioned hundreds of girls. Do you actually do you have numbers of exactly how many kids are involved?
Yeah, it's a little hard to estimate, Gav, because all clubs are different and they have different numbers in each competing team, but we think around 1,600 individual competitors representing 94 clubs from right around Australia. 80 of those are Victorian.
And from Ballarat?
Three Ballarat clubs, yeah, and two from southwest Victoria.
So if someone wants to go and have a look, they might have seen the tribes of kids wandering around and wondering what all the fuss is about. How exactly would they do it, and what would they see with a performance?
Well, it's as simple as coming to Her Majesty's Theatre, Gav. We welcome the general public, obviously. $15 will get you in to see a session, which is probably around 3 to 4 hours duration, so pretty good value for money. And we move through the divisions and the age groups. So, for example, I think on right now is Division 4 Intermediates, and those young ladies are about 17 years of age, I think. And then if you come back in a couple of weeks' time, we'll have what we call the tinies involved. And as the name suggests, these are the tiny kids. They start at 3 years of age. So, pop into Her Madge basically any time of the morning, afternoon or night. We'll be running right through until the 29th of this month, and you'll see some action.
And is it a bit like a Rocker Steadford, but perhaps with an emphasis more on the dance itself than the music?
Yeah, I think so. There is a song and dance section, so the singing is important.
Okay.
And, but the music's obviously important to everyone's performance, as are the costumes.
Yeah, okay. Well, it sounds great, particularly if you want to see some plenty of colour and movement. I do wonder exactly how seriously, I mean, obviously the clubs and competitors take it seriously. Do the parents get fairly heavily involved as well, or is that a little bit of a myth?
Yeah, I guess there's white line fever on the sporting field. I'm not quite sure how you state it for a stage.
Yeah.
Maybe gaffer tape fever. I'm not sure, but they do like to win, Gavin. They like to go up in divisions, and they like to win the prize money and the trophies that are on offer.
Well, I guess the positive aspect of that is if they're so keen to win, I guess that pushes the performances themselves to higher and higher levels. Brett, thank you so much for joining us today.